If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Have you ever felt helpless because you've been locked out? Like, your keys to where you live do not work any longer. You got Elizabeth and Radar. Elizabeth has the day off today. And how did you feel when that happened? And how did you get back in when you were locked out? Because my daughter, Lexi, was locked out. And Lex is now joining the show right now. It's my middle daughter, Lexi. I had to look up your number in my phone. I didn't realize I didn't have it in my head. So let's just get you up right here. Hey, there she is. All right. Lex, you called your mom and dad, me and your mom, the other day. And you're like, guess what? I'm locked out. And we're like, what? What happened?
Yeah, Riley and I, my boyfriend, we had just got back from the beach. We're tired. You know, we have sun over us, so we're ready to just lay down, relax. And as soon as we walk up to our door, we have little key fobs, so it flashed red. And immediately my stomach dropped, and I was thinking, oh, maybe it's the heat. Maybe, you know, something's wrong. So I try my other key, which is just like a card, and that one also turns red, and Riley and I lock eyes, and it just dawns on both of us that we did not reprogram our keys.
Oh, no. So, yeah, there's like a little key fob swipe thing that gets you into your apartment. I know I've done it when I've had to watch Sophie, your cat, and so you did the key fob on your keychain. You did the card. Both times it was red. And now did they put like an email out saying, hey, we need to reprogram keys, or what happened?
We got an email a while ago. It wasn't anything recent. I don't check my email as much, so I didn't see it. But yeah, they sent an email out a while ago just saying, hey, remember to reprogram your keys. They expire after a year. You won't be able to get into the building or your apartment. And of course, I check my email after the fact, and it's a holiday weekend.
Yeah, so it's holiday weekend. You're like, what do we do? And I'm thinking, your bed's gone. So, I mean, if you guys want to come home to our place and sleep on the floor, you totally can. But what about your cat, Sophie? So yes. You needed to get into the apartment. And I had no clue how to do it. I'm sitting here going, well, I mean, I don't know. Can you call somebody? You couldn't call anybody, right, according to the email?
No. So I had texted our landlord or our manager. It was a holiday weekend, so he didn't reply. We have an emergency maintenance person. However, she had no idea if her key would work since ours expired. So because they expired, she didn't know if her key would work. So I'm sitting there on the phone, you know, holding all my bags. I have my water in my hand, swimsuit on, and we luckily got into the hallway because we followed a car in. So we tailgated somebody in. Don't do that to my apartment building. But we followed somebody in to at least get into the building. And then we were sitting outside of our apartment questioning, like, what do we do? Where do we go from here? Obviously, we can't get into our apartment.
Yeah.
So thankfully, our apartment is a first floor unit, but we live right above the garage. So it's kind of off the ground, but it's not. When you walk around on the side, you can see into our windows. But if you walk around to the back, we're above the garage.
And your windows, you were saying when you called, you're like, our windows have safety locks, so we can't even get in, even if we left them open inside. Yeah. I'm sitting there thinking, do I get you a ladder? What do I do?
Which even after that, we both checked. Even if we wanted to get into the window at that point and they didn't have the safety lock, our screens don't open.
Oh, oh, great.
We couldn't even get in that way.
Okay. So eventually you got in because you were saying that you can't get your keys reprogrammed until like the holiday is over. How did this happen? How'd you get in?
So I was on the phone scrambling, yapping away as I do with my parents while my boyfriend is being a genius. And he walked around to the back to where we have a balcony right above the garage where you drive in. So thankfully, we have these little concrete, like, poles. They're, I don't know, maybe 2 feet high. And he was able, he left, first of all, he left his phone, his wallet, everything just on the ground out there. So
nice.
That's just sitting there. But he gets up on the pole, and he was able, he's like, I have one shot at this. If I don't grab the edge or the fencing, like, I'm going down.
Oh, no.
So he gets up on this pole and jumps off of it to try and grab our fencing, and thankfully he did, and he's just hanging there for a couple of seconds, pulling himself up.
He's like Jason Bourne. Here he is, here's Riley. He's Mr. Parkour trying to get up there. I've got one shot to do this. If not, not only are you going to have to call a locksmith, you're going to have to call an ambulance here.
Exactly. So he pulled himself up. We actually leave our balcony door unlocked for situations like this, where we're off the ground, so we don't have to worry about people trying to get in unless, you know, they're doing this. But we leave it unlocked for that reason, and he was thankfully able to pull himself up. And I'm sitting on the phone. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how much a locksmith is. And all of a sudden, I hear the door open, and I was like, oh, I think Riley got in.
Ta-da!
And sure enough, he did. He had some scrapes and bruises, but
he made it in. The man got in. He had to climb his way in, and it's not an easy climb. Like you said, when you texted me, you're like, he had to parkour in a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay, we have to talk about this on the radio. But you got in the locks. Eventually, you got reprogrammed. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good, good. But that's the thing. That's what we're talking about today. Have you ever been locked out? How did you get in when you were locked out? Somebody let you in? Or did your boyfriend have to, like, do backflips to try and get up and over the railing to try and get into the apartment? Everything's good now. The locks work.
They work. Yes, right?
You haven't been evicted. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, did they not pay their rent and they locking them out? What is going on? You're going to have to move back home. Right. I don't want that to happen.
No, I don't either. Trust me.
All right, Lex, drive safe to work. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right, bye. All right. All right, so you ever feel helpless and you've been locked out? What did you do? How did you get in? We always talk about sneaking out stories, but how did you get in when you were locked out? 414-432-1099.